From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nancy Lyons. The White House will meet with leaders from both parties this week. Topping the agenda will be whether to extend tax cuts for middle and upper-class Americans. NPR's Allison Keyes tells us the White House and Republicans sound closer to a compromise on the issue.
President Obama has said he's willing to negotiate, and today senior White House advisor David Axelrod stressed that the president is against a permanent extension of tax cuts for the wealthy. Asked directly if Mr. Obama would agree to temporarily extend cuts for the wealthy, if lawmakers would extend tax cuts for the middle class, Axelrod told ABC's Meet the Press,
"We're looking forward to sitting down with leaders of both parties and talking about those issues."
Meantime, Arizona Republican Senator John McCain, who voted against the tax cuts in 2004, told NBC,
"I think they should be extended until we're out of this recession."
Congress begins its lame duck session this week. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
At least six people have died. More than a dozen have been injured by an explosion at a 650-room hotel in the tourist resort of Playa del Carmen near Cancun in Mexico. James Bleers reports the cause of the blast is under investigation.
Mexican authorities say the explosion occurred in the restaurant area of the Princess de la Riviera Hotel and that three of the dead, who are yet to be officially identified, may be Canadian tourists. The State Attorney General, Francisco Alor, explains that an investigation is already underway, but initial findings suggest the blast was caused by a gas leak. The area has been sealed off by the Mexican army. For NPR News, I'm James Bleers in Mexico City.
In her first interview since being released, the Burmese opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi says she plans to listen to what the people of Burma want before taking her next steps. Suu Kyi says she isn't fearful of rearrest, even though she does accept it as a possibility. From neighboring Thailand, the BBC's Alastair Leithhead reports.
The lady, as she's known in Burma, spoke to the BBC on the telephone from her home. She said she was very grateful and very touched by the welcome she'd received from the crowds of people who'd gathered to see her and to hear her speak. Although saying she'd heard many allegations of vote rigging in the election last week, she was more interested in talking about reconciliation with the ruling generals rather than criticizing them. She said her role would be to continue the campaign for democracy and to listen to the people of Burma and what they want.
The BBC's Alastair Leithhead. Israeli political sources say Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will probably win support for a U.S. proposal to extend a freeze on settlement building in the West Bank. The U.S. is offering diplomatic incentives if Israel stops construction. The Palestinians halted peace talks after Israel's 10-month moratorium on construction expired. A senior Israeli intelligence official says Hamas militants in the Gaza Strip have rockets now that can travel 50 miles. This is NPR News. The longest major study of job stress in women has found those women with the most stressful jobs are 40% more likely to suffer heart attacks or strokes than women with less job strain. The association between stress and heart problems in women was considered to be weaker than with men. Researchers studied 17,000 women for 10 years to come up with those results. Add another state to the list of those expressing concerns over caffeinated alcohol drink Four Loko. The Chicago-based maker of the drink says it has agreed to stop shipments to New York State. Four Loko has already been banned in Michigan, Washington, Utah, and California. And the Food and Drug Administration is looking into the safety of caffeinated alcoholic beverages. People in Minnesota are dealing with downed power lines and delayed flights after a snowstorm pounded the upper Midwest yesterday. Matt Sepik of Minnesota Public Radio reports.
For a part of the country accustomed to snow, the storm was still a bit of a surprise because of an unusually warm fall. Tens of thousands of people here in the Twin Cities lost electricity yesterday as heavy, wet snow snapped tree limbs. At Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport, spokesman Pat Hogan says delayed flights yesterday mean heavy crowds today.
Whenever you have low visibility like this, the FAA has to put more distance between the planes that are arriving.
In northern Wisconsin, two drivers died when their cars collided, but despite more than 400 accidents here in Minnesota, authorities say there were only minor injuries. For NPR News, I'm Matt Sepik in St. Paul.
The University of North Dakota is undergoing a mandatory facelift. It's having to rid the campus of the Fighting Sioux symbol after the NCAA ruled that the name was hostile and abusive. I'm Nancy Lyons, NPR News in Washington.
Support for